Now, does the world have an unlikely COVID-19 saviour in the form of Vladimir Putin? Could the Russian president, in fact, come riding in, bare-chested on his white horse, to save the world? Putin has granted regulatory approval to a COVID-19 vaccine after less than 2 months of human testing. Mr. Putin has even said the vaccine has already been administered to one of his daughters. However, the World Health Organization has urged caution. The WHO says there's a big difference between a breakthrough and a vaccine that works and has gone through all the testing stages. So we thought we'd put Russia's claim to the test. Associate Professor Nathan Bartlett is head of the Viral Immunology and Respiratory Disease Group at HMRI, and he's going to grade what we know about Russia's vaccine. G'day, Nathan. How are you going?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks. Now, most of us understand that, although inert, a vaccine is supposed to look like a threat to our body so that it stimulates an appropriate defensive reaction from the immune system. Is COVID-19 any more or less problematic than any other virus?
Look, that's a complicated question. Each type of virus has its own unique combination of attributes that are real, you know, that do challenge, provide a unique challenge for vaccine design. And coronaviruses like SARS-CoV-2 is no different. So they're very complicated things, vaccines, and each one is different and has its own set of challenges.
And hence why so many people are working so hard on this at the moment and why it's taking as long as it is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are literally hundreds of different vaccines currently in development using a vast array of different sort of technical approaches. And really, as I said, this is due to the fact that we don't really know if any of them are going to work. We've never made a vaccine against a coronavirus before. And certainly respiratory viruses are notoriously difficult to make effective vaccines for. Certainly our experience with influenza tells us that they're tricky, evasive viruses. We have to update the one for the flu every year. And obviously new ones can pop up at any time, requiring us to start all over again. And, you know, coronavirus does appear to be similar on many of those levels.
What's likely to be the reaction around the world to Putin's announcement? Are people going to be taking off their white coats saying, oh, well, we can lay down the tools now because the job's been done?
Unlikely. I think your introduction, reminding us of his proclivities for bare-chested horse riding kind of lends itself to, you know, to think about cowboy science. I think that was a nice parallel. No. The answer is no. They've jumped so many of the really important hurdles, and probably the most important hurdle they've jumped or skipped completely is phase three testing. So they've done what appears to be some fairly minimal phase one, phase two.
Do you mind
testing.
Taking us through the process? How do you get a vaccine and have it ready to go?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's all the lab-based stuff, so what we call the preclinical stuff, so, you know, making the thing in the lab, doing the, you know, showing that it expresses the proteins, the things you need to induce your immune response. And then there's a lot of preclinical testing, usually in some animal models, to help understand if it's going to work and how it works. And then after then, you know, and that's often years of work just to get that far, then you go into human clinical trials. Phase one is really just small numbers of people where it's just purely looking at safety. And in the case of COVID, we've kind of combined phase one and phase two, where we're looking at safety, but we're also looking at the immune response as well, to try and get some insight into how well the vaccine might work by looking at, say, the antibodies that the response is inducing. So, you know, we're getting that sort of information. That only really tells us, is it safe, is it tolerable, and are we getting an immune response that looks like it may be protective? But you don't know it's protective until you roll it out in what we call a phase three study, which requires typically, you know, thousands of people, because you're vaccinating people, and then you need to wait for enough people to become infected and get the disease to work out whether or not the vaccine has protected them.
Mm. So if you were working with a drug, for example, there would be other variables such as dose. Do you have that in a vaccine? You know, the quantity of the drug that you would give someone if you're testing a drug to counter a disease, for example. Does a vaccine work in the same way?
Well, yeah, so there are, you can modify the dose of the vaccine, you can modify the number of times you need to be given the vaccine, and a number of the most advanced vaccines appear to need what we call a boost. So you get one injection and then you'll need a second injection some weeks later in order to boost that response to a level that should, we hope, is protective. And the Russian vaccine appears to be based on that boosting approach. So they've got two related vaccines that they're different. So you get one of them as a primary injection, and then it appears you get a second one, which is slightly different as the booster.
So where do you reckon they're up to? You say they've maybe done phase one and phase two?
Well, they've done and really you're only relying on what they're reporting, and there's been no actual peer-reviewed data around how their vaccine works. So we're really just relying on what they're telling us. But it appears they've done a small number, I think about 38 people in a sort of phase one, phase two type trial, just to show that it's tolerable and there are some antibodies. But again, we don't know how good those antibodies are, how long they last, etc., because we have none of the actual data on that. And then based on that, essentially, they've decided, okay, let's roll it out and give it to the public.
Nathan, when I talk to professionals like you, I get the sneaking suspicion that this vaccine is kind of, you remember that old movie, The Blob, where it just kept changing shape and form? Is that what's happening here with COVID-19?
Is the virus itself changing?
Yeah, changing enough to make to raise question marks over the veracity of a vaccine by the time it gets to market, for argument's sake.
At this stage, I haven't seen anything that suggests it has mutated substantially to raise those kind of concerns. So I think as it stands, we're still on track with the vaccines that were set in motion, you know, some months ago based on a virus that was isolated back then. You know, once we're set on that path, we're set on it, as you say, and if the virus does change, it's going to be a problem. As far as we know at this stage, there has been no major mutations that would suggest we're not going to have an effective vaccine.
If the Russian vaccine shows a little bit of promise, but certainly we won't be writing home about it just yet, Nathan, where are the best hopes? Is it likely to be the United States, or could it be, you know, a smaller province somewhere?
There are promising vaccines being developed in the US, in the UK as well. The Oxford vaccine is a similar, actually, designed vaccine to the Russian one. So it's hard to know at this stage which are going to be the best. And there's a fair chance that the ones that come out first will not be the best. And so we will take the first ones that come out, but we'll be still developing further vaccines that'll probably replace those as we learn more about the virus and the way vaccines work with this infection.
Okay. Appreciate your insight, Nathan. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Associate Professor Nathan Bartlett, the head of the Viral Immunology and Respiratory Disease Group at HMRI here in the Hunter Valley, with insight into and analysis of the likelihood that Putin has developed what he claims to be an effective vaccine. Certainly it hasn't gone through the level of testing that we would expect before we would rely on it.